This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. And one of the great small school games this season in the state of Illinois occurred last week in Northwest Upstate Illini territory with Lena Winslow, the defending 1A state champs, taking on a very good 2A team in Eastland Pearl City. Eastland Pearl City picks up the big win. Quite a game. Brian Roush, you got a first-hand look at that thing. What about that last Friday?
Yeah, I certainly did, Jim. It was a heck of a game. When you have the top team in 1A against a top 10 team in 2A, you kind of expect fireworks. We had just that, and it was really kind of a strange game as far as how it unfolded. EPC had a chance to score early, and they had a receiver that held the ball out, lost it on what would have been a touchdown pass. It ended up being a touchback. And then they grabbed a 20-7 lead in the fourth quarter. They had the clock on their side. Looked like they were going to hold on for the victory. They ran a pitch play. There was a fumble, a scoop, and a score. Lena Winslow cut it to 20-14. And then the Panthers had a chance on fourth and goal from the 19. Their All-State player, Isaiah Bruce, on a post pattern, busted free in the end zone, was wide open. And fortunately for EPC, one of the defensive backs came at the last minute, just got a fingertip on the ball, knocked it away, and that's how the game ended. So it was a great game. It felt like a playoff atmosphere, and that huge crowd, I know half of them went home very excited, the other half disappointed, but it was just one of those games that you say, hey, this is what high school football is all about.
Yeah, and I know the Bruce kid, I think, has he verbally committed anywhere yet? I know he's a high-level D1 prospect, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, and I know that he has had an offer from Iowa, and he's awfully interested. I don't know if he's made a verbal commitment there yet or if he's kind of waiting to see, but he's a kid that can do about anything on the football field. He has outstanding speed, and he has a combination of size, so he could probably play a tight end position maybe or play, you know, on the defensive side of the football. I think his options are going to be extremely wide open in the college game.
So the game, no question, last Friday night, living up to its billing. And we were talking a little bit off the air, Brian. What do you think now of the potential north half of the 2A bracket? Because, again, the state now, the IHSA, goes basically north-south, 1 through 16 playoff brackets for each class. So you know definitely in the north you're going to have Orion currently. They're ranked 2, Newman ranked 3, EPC ranked 5, and again, just beat the defending 1A state champs in Lena Winslow. And then Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, the defending 2A state champs, currently ranked in 1A, are going to be a borderline 1A, 2A team when the playoff pairings roll around. But if they go 2A, in past years, they've been in the northern bracket, so they potentially could be there. Illini West, who's unbeaten in the Prairie Land, they have the potential to be in the north half of the 2A bracket. And by the way, they're coached by a Savannah native. And then Mercer County and Downs Tri-Valley, co-number 10 in 2A, also likely could be in the north half. Well, Mercer County would be. Downs Tri-Valley in past years has played in the north half. So what about if everything holds true, and let's say Gibson City, Melvin Sibley is 2A, and all those teams are in the north half of the 2A bracket. Can you imagine that meat grinder to try and get through to the state title game at Champaign? Can you just imagine maybe even some of the second round and quarterfinal and then semifinal matchups with that bracket?
Yeah, it looks like it could be a major gauntlet, just a number of great teams. And I know talking to, like, the EPC folks, they're like, hey, we always kind of keep an eye on Newman because over the years when EPC and Newman have both been 2A, you know, Newman's knocked out the Wildcats a number of times in the playoffs. But the team that comes into the conversation is Orion, and I think a lot of people have a lot of respect for the Chargers and feel like they're a team that could be very dangerous in the postseason. And I think now you start looking at matchups and maybe how things fall as far as if you're a top seed, you kind of want to go on the road maybe in round two to try to get a third or fourth round game at home. I think that 2A, you know, in the north sector could be as good as it's ever been in this postseason.
Yeah, and then you look at even a team like Rock Ridge, who's just dropped out of the top 10 because one of their key players is injured. And the wild card in all this in the North is Chicago Hope. You try and get a gauge on what those City of Chicago schools are like, but they're in the top 10 as well. And, you know, again, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley, borderline 1A, 2A, a lot of talent back from last year's team. So, man, it's going to be fun. So I'm really kind of hoping, and people say, don't say it, Taylor. Don't say it. I'm kind of hoping that Gibson City is 2A and they get stuck in the North bracket, because let's get it on in the postseason, right?
Yeah, that's right. And last year, of all the games that they played, I think two of their toughest, one was against Newman and one was against West Carroll right up here in Savannah, and they actually led 9-6 going into the fourth quarter. Now, they pulled away for a 24-6 victory, but I heard on the broadcast of the state championship game that Coach down there, the coach from Gibson City said, hey, you know, that was one of our toughest games, but it kind of was the game that we knew once we persevered there, we were on our way. And, you know, yeah, it would be great to see them in, and it would just be a wide open field.
Yeah, we're talking, of course, on the Friday of week 6, right, Brian? So a lot of the coaches that are listening to this via the podcast are saying, guys, Taylor, Roosh, it's only week 6. Stop talking about that. And my answer is no, we'll not stop talking about that. We're promoting your sport, and of course, tongue-in-cheek here, but it'll be a lot of fun following the final couple of weeks of the season, that's for sure, especially with these good teams in our area and around the state.
It sure will, and we can't wait, and we have the luxury of looking ahead to future opponents. Coaches don't have that. They have to look towards the next game and keep it right there, but we can look ahead and say, hey, there might be a great Week 8, Week 9 showdown, and then what happens in the playoffs could be really special this year.
Yeah, but they're checking their phones immediately after their game every Friday night to see how who is doing. He's Brian Roosh at WCCI Radio in Savannah, and I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Aledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.